U.S. officials recently told the HIV services area at Marondera Hospital, located some 70 kilometers east of Harare, the Zimbabwe capital, where HIV/AIDS once sickened thousands. Speaking to journalists after meeting the American guests, Dr. Delight Madoro, a district medical officer in Mashonaland East, said the U.S. presidential emergency plan for AIDS relief, or PEPFAR program, was enabling Zimbabwe to combat the epidemic with strategies such as PrEP or pre-exposure prophylaxis and blood-based self-testing.
And after maybe test positive, their staff and support that is there at the hospital or the facilities to help link with other HIV services. So there's a lot that's happening on the ground in terms of fight against HIV through the support that we are getting from PEPFAR. And in terms of human resources, we are getting more staff. And this means they are going to, if our clients are going to have more time with the clinicians, we become thorough and we get thorough in terms of our treatment and different things that we'll be doing for our patients.
Pamela Tremont, the U.S. ambassador to Zimbabwe, led the U.S. delegation, which included officials from PEPFAR and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She said the U.S. was committed to help fight the HIV epidemic in Zimbabwe.
We've made huge progress since 2006. The number of deaths from HIV has fallen 80%, and that is something I think we should all be very proud of.
Yes.
The United States is extremely happy and gratified to support Zimbabwe in this fight through the provision of antiretroviral treatments and the provision of many health workers at a lot of health clinics and hospitals around Zimbabwe.
The CDC has been in Zimbabwe since 2003, and it is working with PEPFAR to assist the Zimbabwe government in fight against the HIV pandemic, officials told VOA. Ad Cham is the CDC's Zimbabwe HIV Services branch chief and said the PEPFAR program enabled the HIV facility to be set up at Marondera Hospital.
We have been supporting this facility for many, many years now, and we are really grateful for the collaboration with all the key stakeholders. And through that strong collaboration, we're able to realize these results.
Zimbabwe is one of the countries hit hardest by HIV/AIDS, especially before 1999, when authorities introduced an AIDS levy, a 3% tax on income and business profits, which is used by the National AIDS Council for programs to combat the spread of the pandemic. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Marondera, Zimbabwe.